there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be hosting the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Wednesday, the 1st of November, 2017. Bitcoin is currently trading at $6,669. I'll say it one more time, so $6,569. Another all-time high. That's up 3% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum, that's at $301. That's down 2%. Ripple is at 19 cents. That's down 2%. Litecoin is at $55. That's also down 2%. And Dash at 275, which is down 3%. I mean, at the minute, Bitcoin at all-time high is fantastic. The other coins, Ethereum, hasn't really done a lot. I'm monitoring it quite carefully. The altcoins, they're going down, they're declining. But I do see Bitcoin slowing down in momentum and the altcoins coming up as well. So I'll keep you posted with that one. Let's get on with the next part of the show.
Crypto News Flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
The story today is by far the most exciting story I have yet to report on this podcast. But before we get into it, let's go over a bit of background. So when we spoke to Shane Kehoe last week, he said there's a few things we need for this, for Bitcoin that is, to go to the next level. One was institutional access. The second was regulation, and that was kind of combined with institutional access. And the third was an ETF or a futures market. And I'm proud to announce today this has been announced. So Bitcoin hits new all-time high as CME Group announces futures trading. Bitcoin has hit another all-time high price on the 9th birthday today as CME Group announces futures trading. Investors still celebrating the weekend's record-breaking $6,300 have little to fear this Halloween as renewed momentum coming from CME takes Bitcoin within reach of new highs. And this is a tweet here, so I read it out from the CME Group, the official Twitter page. We're launching hashtag Bitcoin Futures to provide a regulated trading venue for the digital asset market. Boom. Oh, what a great story. We're on track to push it to that $10,000 barrier. So the move appeared broadly expected Tuesday, even without the news. Analyst Tone Vase and investor Max Keiser both predicting imminent peaks. According to data from Bitcoin Ticker, Bitcoin advanced 2.1% in the 24 hours to press time to hit $6,300. The latest surge, which began late last week, initially pulled major altcoins along with Bitcoin, but the trend has since faltered. Bitcoin Cash in particular has reversed the top of its gains, which saw the fork hit multi-week highs approaching $500. Wow, what a story. And the next thing we're looking for here, this is great news. The next thing we're looking for is an ETF, and then we're golden, as we'd say. We're golden. Let's go on to the next story. The next story on the cards today is another great story. Credit Suisse digital officer quits to start blockchain investment platform. A former Credit Suisse executive has today launched his own high-end investment management platform on the Ethereum blockchain. Tend, which describes itself as using smart contract technologies to enable a new paradigm of shared ownership and enjoyment of unique assets that have both meaning and financial value. We will also launch an ICO featuring Crypto Valley Association Chairman Oliver Busman and as advisor. The ICO token will be the first to share its structure with securities under Swiss law. Many people today are finding that there is more value in experience than ownership. And that it is about access to find things, not just possession of them. Ex-digital officer at Credit Suisse and Ten CEO Marco Abel commented on an accompanying press release. At the same time, conventional investments have become uninteresting for the modern generation. That makes meaningful special assets increasingly desirable and hence valuable. Tend was born out of the opportunities presented by those trends. The legal nuances of the project come at a time when Switzerland's cryptocurrency industry is taking a hardline stance with regard to full regulation at the earliest possible time. Busman's Crypto Valley Association has developed a so-called code of conduct for ICOs, hoping that the advancement of the Swiss regulatory space will riot throughout their jurisdictions. Tend's forward-looking philosophy is reflecting in our funding structure, Abel continued about his own sale. Token generating events are well, we are convinced so, the future of financing innovative new ventures like ours. We're also very happy to hear the spreading of these developments within the community and the wider blockchain itself. Wow, what a story. If you think about that, the Credit Suisse digital officer quits to start a blockchain investment platform. Now, Credit Suisse hasn't really been one of the investment banks to have spoken negatively, but they also haven't spoken positively about this. Been very quiet, so they're probably developing their own risk desk for this. I assume, whereby they'll be trading it. I don't know. But banks that are quiet, like Goldman Sachs, they're working on a prop desk. I'm pretty confident in that anyway. Let's get into the next story. Believe the hype. Blockchain integration sends shares soaring. Again, Canadian startup Mogo has joined UK-based online PLC in seeing its share price rocket from blockchain integration. The online lender saw its biggest rise since it launched an initial public offering IPO 2 years ago on hints cryptocurrency functionality could soon come to user wallets. And this is a tweet from the Mogo. Mogo to provide Canadians with a secure and trusted way to own cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. From a low of $3.06 on October 26, Mogo took off to a high of $4.01 in 2 days following the announcement. Canadians, especially tech-savvy millennials, want a safe, trusted, and easy way to own and ultimately use Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, President and CFO Greg Feller said in a press release about the integration on Monday. We believe Mogo is uniquely positioned to offer customers the ability to own and use cryptocurrencies in a simple, transparent, and trusted way. Last week, Cointelegraph reported on the blockchain hype phenomenon acutely affecting legislation and company share performance. Little known online on the market since 1996 saw its biggest valuation increase in over a decade after it changed its name to blockchain. Blockchain technology will clearly have a profound impact on the next generation banking experience. And we are excited to begin adding this into our product and platform roadmap, Feller said. At the same time, tough times for incumbent oil giant PetroChina is seeing the global economy witness the biggest share crash in history. Since 2007, the company has depreciated by an unprecedented $800 billion due to multiple factors, Bloomberg reports. Boom. I mean, what does that tell you? If you put blockchain in the name, money's the game. Let's move on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
Right, let's get into this. Alistair Milne. Coinbase user signups have accelerated again to 50,000 per day or 1.5 million per month. Data from the last 4 days. Wow, that's huge. That's crazy. And you can go follow him at Alistair Milne. And I'm spelling how he spells his own name. Milne, M-I-L-N-E. The second one is from Jemina Kelly. Okay, and you can go follow her. Jemimajoannna. The market cap of all cryptocurrencies is now about the same as Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley's combined. That's a lot. And she's valuing it currently, well, Reuters is $184 billion, the current market cap. And by the way, Bitcoin is just over $100 billion of that, to give you some idea there. That's how big this is. That's how big it is. Let's get on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
All right. Let's get into this. So, India Hash, that's the IT we're going to go over today. What is India Hash? What do they do? Who are they? Okay, India Hash is a platform where brands can launch campaigns and reach a large network of digital influencers. Influencers can get paid for participating in specific campaigns on their social media profiles, e.g. Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook. Users interested in becoming an influencer can sign up for free with India Hash. They will receive a notification in the Android or iOS app if there is a campaign they can apply. They need to submit a proposal for the content, such as photos and videos, which is reviewed by India Hash, moderator, and the brand. If the content is approved, it is published. Influencers in the existing platform are paid by India Hash in terms of CPM, engagement, view, or content. who is in turn paid by the various brands by introducing their own cryptocurrency. They aim to provide the following, which will help promote adoption for their platform. Immediate payment. Currently, it takes 1 to 2 months to pay influencers for completed campaigns. IndiaHash pays out to bank accounts only when the user has accumulated a minimum amount. IDH tokens will be used for instant settlement without the need to go through a bank account. So let's look into the specifics here. So hard caps 100,000 Ethereum, which accounts for 80% of total supply. Conversion rate, 1 Ethereum equals 3,200 IDH. IDH is obviously the token symbol here. The market, or the maximum market cap ICO on fully diluted basis is $38 million, assuming current Ether price of $305 per Ether. Bonus structure, 40% of bonus during November 8th to the 15th, 2017. 20% bonus during November 29th to December 6th, 2017. 10% bonus during December 6th to the 13th. Pre-sale or whitelist, there will be a pre-sale. ERC20 token, yes, so it's based on the Ethereum blockchain. Crowd sale date, pre-sale begins November 8th, 2017. Crowd sale begins November 29th, 2017. Okay, so that's what we've got going on here. IndiaHash, if you have any more questions or queries, feel free to reach out. And big thanks to everyone who's been following us, tweeting us, reaching out to us. And however else you get to us, big thank you. Please spread the good word. Review us on our podcast channels. So that's SoundCloud. That's the iStore. I believe that's where we're on. Please write a review. Give us 5 stars. Let us know what you think about the show. Please spread this to your friends as well. We're on Twitter. We've got a blog as well, which is blog.svkcrypto.com. Check out the website, svkcrypto.com. And also tweet us at @svk_crypto. That's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Have a great evening.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @svk_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.